720 WGN. It is Dane in for Dean until 1. And I love that music. It just, it kind of gets the day. If you're just starting your day now, obviously, maybe you needed some sleep. And of course, we had the time change. But welcome to the show and excited to have on. When you think about good times and celebration, Harry Carey is the physical embodiment of that. And the places that he has have been just legendary places where so many celebrations and memories are made. And the guy behind all of it, with his hand on the pulse of all of that awesomeness, including the upcoming Toast to Harry Carey, plus all of those places that have been around for a long time, is Grant DePorter. Grant, welcome to WGN.
Well, thanks, Dane.
So, Grant, before we get into the Toast to Harry and, you know, the 27th anniversary of this and all the excitement that's going to be involved, I know we're going to be all up in so much of it with the shows broadcasting from there and so many great stars. Talk a little bit about Harry Carey's. I feel like when we were thinking about, okay, well, we definitely want to talk to Grant. It's like, so you have the iconic location, and, you know, there's other locations around Chicagoland as well. It feels like it's been there forever, but it hasn't, a long time, right? How did it start?
Well, I mean, it opened in 1987. I mean, back then, there wasn't a lot of restaurants in River North, just a few. And we just were kind of ahead of everyone on that stuff. It kind of evolved, and originally it was going to be named after the architect that built the building, a guy named H.I. Cobb, because our building is a historic, you know, landmark building. It's a Dutch Renaissance architecture. And no one knew who H.I. Cobb was. And it's like, well, that's a weird name. And someone said, someone was good friends with Harry Carey and just said, we should get Harry involved. You know, he loved people. He loved Italian food and steaks and all that. And it just seemed like a perfect fit. And just kind of fell naturally that way. And that was in 38?
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been... Yeah, so since then, now we have 7 restaurants. 6 are, you know, tied to Harry's, you know, name, and it's just been a great run, and everything's gone great. The building itself that we're in, it just seems like the history behind it is its own. You know, like the mob used to own it. Frank Nitti owns Enforcer. We didn't even know that.
Wow.
Until like 10 years after that. So we kept on finding history tied to that, which, you know, intrigued people. And then we opened the Chicago Sports Museum at Water Tower. And we have restaurants in Lombard and Rosemont, Midway, Navy Pier, you know, Water Tower. So we've done well.
Yeah, they are great, and people love them. One of the things, I think the special things about Harry is that he was just so approachable, like an everyman, like a celebrator, like he could interact and relate to almost anyone. But you mentioned on the restaurant side, and this I think was tasked with you to have the food there. Obviously, you know, Harry liked a good time, but he also liked great food. Was that one of the things that was maybe just kind of built into the thought process, is not only have a place that everyone could relate and identify with Harry, but the food, you know, it's great.
Yeah, well, you know, our serve prime steaks and great Italian food. We have our chicken Vesuvio is always voted like number one in Chicago. It sounds like an Italian originated dish, but the origins date back years ago to Chicago. Our potato chips were voted best munchie in America, and we've been voted best steakhouse in the city by multiple polls over the years. The food, I mean, because we would not have lasted 37 years without great food and great service. Our bartender, Frankie O, was voted best bartender in the city of Chicago. The Sun-Times did a poll once, and I think he had something like 300,000 votes or something like that. It was crazy. But he was also the movie critic for Comcast Sportsnet at the time, and would go on TV and lobby. So I think that's how he got 300,000 votes.
When we come back from the break in about a minute or so, we're going to get deep into this event that's coming up on the 18th, all the things that are involved with it, just another year of the event and how WGN is going to be a part of it. But Grant, like, you're sort of a master marketer in a lot of ways, but also I think just because you're such a passionate historian for the places and the teams in Chicago and all that. that. How do you come up with some of the things that you do? Because there's always, you know, you're finding ways to make Harry Caray's, the restaurants, you know, and a lot of these events through history just be relevant to everyone.
Well, I mean, I talk to people, and the first big one I ever did was in 1997. The Cubs looked terrible. You could see their schedule. You knew they were not going to be good, and they lost 5 games in a row. And I looked up that, if something's really either going to be really, really bad or really, really good, there's something to work with. If something's in the middle, it's nothing. But I looked at the record for the most consecutive losses ever by a National League team was 11 games. And I said, I bet the Cubs might actually set that record now. So I offered 45-cent draft Budweisers until they won their first game. And people, it resonated. All the fans came in because if they're going to lose, they want to get, you know, commiserate and drink together and stuff. So
we ended up,
because the Cubs did go 0-14 and set the national record.
Oh, man.
And we served 50,000 45-cent beers, and people were busing in from out of state. And Las Vegas was actually betting on how many beers we had served before the Cubs actually won their first game. And then when the Cubs finally won, we were the headlines in New York Times. Cubs force higher beer prices in Chicago.
You think about this. Harry Caray, so identified with the Cubs, obviously Cub fan, Bud man, but he has that great history with some of the Cubs' greatest rivals, you know, with the Cardinals down in St. Louis, and of course that long tenure with the White Sox as well. And when we come back from this break, Grant's going to talk a little bit about the theme for this year's toast, and it's tied into a team that certainly, at least in the last couple of years, knows quite a bit about losing, right? The Chicago White Sox are built into the whole theme and the storylines for this. So, Grant, hold tight. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's going to be more. It's Dane here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, it's Dane in for Dean until 1, continuing our conversation with the one and only Grant DePorter, leading the way there at Harry Caray's as we get ready for the worldwide toast to Harry Caray. And Grant, when we were coordinating this interview, I had emailed you and shared, you know, our mutual friend Dino Tiberi was like one of my closest friends, and he obviously, you know, loved Harry Caray. Obviously, he was I would consider him the premier vocal stylist, you know, emulating Harry in a lot of different ways. And of course, he was a huge, huge fan of you and Harry Caray's and this event.
Yeah, we did a, when Harry passed away, we did a Harry Caray impersonator contest in 1998. And that's when I first met Dino. Like 20 or 30 people showed up to go head to head. And it seems like they took turns each year who, you know, because we did the contest many years in a row. And Dino won many of them. He was one of the greatest by far impersonating Harry.
Yeah, he was one of the guys that could actually, it wasn't even just like, hey, here's a line or two, you know, like some of the stylists out there. He could actually carry on a conversation with him or as Harry, you know, and kind of knew the backstory and kind of the things that Harry would say. And when Kevin McDonough sent some of the pictures, so many great stars there. Dino was in a number of those pictures. Talk a little bit about the history of the worldwide toast to Harry. We're going to be recreating that coming up on the 18th. But man, star-studded is an understatement.
Yeah, well, I mean, when Harry passed away, at the funeral, and then after the funeral, everyone came to the restaurant. And what happened was it became like a celebration of life. And one of Harry's friends got up on top of the bar and raised a glass and told Harry Caray stories. And then another person got on top of the bar. Our bar is 60 feet long. And at one point, the bar was packed with every one of Harry's friends telling stories and celebrating Harry. And it kind of inspired me to get others to remember him every year. And then I got sports restaurants around the country to do it the next year, like Mickey Mantle's in New York and any sports themed place, and kept on growing it year after year. At one point we had bars and restaurants in 120 countries around the world.
Wow.
Raising a glass to Harry, over 300,000 people, you know, one year doing it. Every year then I kept on doing different themes and different things. Last year we had Jason Alexander and the theme was Holy Cow. So everyone was dressed like cows. We actually had cows there. And the year before that was we reelected Harry mayor of Rush Street. You know, when right. Brandon Johnson was going against Paul Vallis, we were running Harry Carey commercials that Bill Curtis produced in between showing that Bill Murray and Eddie Vedder were endorsing Harry for mayor. And we had Jeff Garland as Harry's campaign manager and Kurt Busch, the NASCAR champion, as Harry Carey's campaign driver. And we just loaded it up, and we had Harry run. Bill Murray said we had to have Harry run against the people. So it was Harry versus Bathhouse John, Hinky Dink McKenna, and Captain Streeter.
Oh, man. There's always so much fun built into it, and you know the people that loved him and just love what he represented and embodied. They love just being a part of it. I think it adds to it, and, of course, you're carrying that entire torch forward. This is a little bit different now because Harry Carey's White Sox legacy is being honored and being built into the storyline and the theme for this year. Not everybody knows that he spent, you know, a significant part of his career on the South Side. Some of the most entertaining, the kind of broadcasting you just couldn't do today or couldn't hear to him and Jimmy Pearsall. And so talk a little bit about that, Grant, like how that's going to be built in the White Sox into this year's toast.
Yeah, Harry broadcast for the White Sox from 71 to 81. He actually started singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game there in 1976 when Bill Veeck turned on the microphone, because Harry always sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game just to himself. And Bill broadcast it to everyone, and you know, Harry thought he was being honored, and Bill was kind of joking, like, your singing is so marginal that the fans are intimidated by you, and they'll sing along with someone like you. So that's kind of how it all kind of started. And you're right, like, that was kind of the crazy time, because Harry was drinking heavily during the games. And,
right.
And yeah, there was no rules, and he just had fun. They had a thing in his contract where if he could increase attendance, he would get all these bonuses. And Harry grew attendance dramatically, and practically, you know, they had to renegotiate the deal because Harry was making too much money. The White Sox, this year, you know, it's hard to ignore what happened last year with the White Sox losing 121 games, setting the all-time record for the most losses in a season. The year before that, they lost 101. But if you go backwards a little bit, and my friend Lee Golub, Golub Realty, developed and converted the Chicago Tribune building into condo building. And during the construction, they found a time capsule buried in a wall that no one knew about. It was behind the cornerstone. And they opened it up, and there was some old newspapers from 1920. And like the peace treaty for World War One, like a copy of that, and an old kind of moldy brown baseball. And but he didn't know what that was, and he was just going to give it all away. And his wife stopped him and said, "Hey, you should show Grant. He always knows, you know, sports memorabilia, and he does forensic work. See what he can figure out." So he let me see the baseball, and I'm looking at it through a magnifying glass. I said, "I'll figure out everything about this baseball." And he walks out the door. And then 5 minutes later, I text him. I said, "I figured out everything. This ball was used in 1919 World Series Game 5.
Wow.
It struck out six White Sox batters in a row, a World Series record that's never been broken. And I named the players it struck out." And he was like, "How did I do that through a magnifying glass?" Well, what happened was I went deep into all those newspapers that were jammed into the time capsule. And in between some of the pages was an envelope that was inserted there by Harvey Woodruff, who was the sports editor for the Chicago Tribune. And he's the one that inserted the ball in there, you know, because he had access to all the games. And he was like the most powerful sports writer in Chicago at the time. And he was actually auditioning to be chairman of Major League Baseball at that time. And he wrote a letter saying there was, you know, this is the ball, this is what happened. And it was the most successful World Series ever. I mean, like, not mentioning anything about gambling, you know, basically trying to say, if you pick me, we'll make all that scandal go away. So that was the letter that really unraveled the whole mystery. So, you know, the ball became like a big deal, because it was, if you look at the 1919 World Series, you know, the Black Sox, you know, there's that movie Eight Men Out and all
yes.
kinds of, it's so famous in pop culture and baseball history and everything. But when it comes to memorabilia from that series, this piece could be the most significant piece of memorabilia tied to that whole series. And it was quite a find to think of all those people in the Chicago Tribune, those writers and stuff, for years were working next to a wall where all these treasures were hidden right next to them. So what happened was I moved the ball to the Chicago Sports Museum on September 11th, 2022. And then I noticed after that's when the White Sox started losing. And they lost 13 games at the end that season, lost 101 games, then lost 121 games. And WTTW wanted to do a mini special on the ball, and I came over to the Sports Museum and said, hey, my camera is getting too much glare off this glass. Can you move the protective glass off the ball so we can film it better? I take off the glass, and that was July 10th of 2024, and that's when the White Sox lost 21 games in a row to tie the all-time losing record, 21 games in a row for American League. So I think all the data is there. And so during this worldwide toast to Harry, we're going to have a Black Sox baseball curse ending ceremony and bring the ball back to the Chicago Tribune and put it back in the time capsule so the White Sox can win again.
Oh, you got it down there. You got to think those six White Sox that got struck out in a row were probably willing participants in that. You never know, right? And so this one is happening at the Harry Carey's Tavern on Navy Pier. It's the 27th anniversary of Harry's passing, and we're going to be broadcasting. Lisa Dent's show is going to be there from 2 till 6. Appearances by Bob Surratt, John Williams, John Landecker, and of course, we're going to have that big toast that's coming up at 5 p.m. A lot of celebrities are going to be there. Grant, before we let you go, is there like a site? We'll have links up at WGN Radio. I know that we have some stuff too, but is there a place you would direct people to learn more and get out there?
Yeah, well, harrycarys.com will have all the information.
harrycarys.com. So, well, Grant, as we let you go, thanks so much for everything that you're doing to keep people, to keep Harry's name alive, to keep that great food going, and to keep everyone excited about this, and hopefully stop the curse. I mean, the White Sox, to lose more games than ever in a sport that's been around well over 100 years is certainly something.
Oh, yeah. We should probably mention the celebrities that will be there, the athletes, Ron Kittle and Mike Huff from the White Sox, Chris Chelios and Jeremy Roenick from the Blackhawks, and Richard Dent from the Chicago Bears.
And we're updating that list as we go, too, because we've got some other folks that are being approached and are lining up and are coming on as well, and I know we're updating that here on the station on a regular basis.
Yes, it's going to be an amazing event.
All right, thanks, Grant. I appreciate it. Appreciate taking time and jumping on the show today.
Thanks, Dane.
All right, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, Andy's talking a little bit about the Big Ten tournament coming up. It's going to be in Indianapolis. You're going to make your way down there. You're going to want to hear from Claire Clark. She's going to join us. It's Dane here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. It is Dane here with you until 1 p.m. in for Dean. And man, this is getting to be an exciting time, not only with the great weather that we've got coming up from all those forecasts, but also some of the hottest action in the world of college basketball. And you think, when we talked to Alex Dameron, chief marketing officer for IndyCar a little bit earlier, there's almost no other place that you'd want to be for a lot of this great sports action, especially if you want to see it in person, than Indianapolis. And joining us from Visit Indy is senior communication manager, the one and only Claire Clark. Claire, welcome to WGN.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being on and sharing all the cool things that are going to be happening in Indy. There's always stuff going on. We've talked about it a ton of times. Obviously, we're a big fan up here of the city and just all the regular great reasons to go there, whether it's like the food scene or the children's museum, just some of those things. But coming up, I mean, if you're into college basketball, that's the place to be.
Yeah, that's right. March Madness is well underway in Indianapolis. We are in a season of hosting 43 basketball games over 29 days. That includes Big Ten, NCAA, our Horizon League tournaments, the NIT, and the WBIT. So if you're in for some basketball, March is the time to visit Indianapolis.
One of the things, for the people, maybe listeners, who have not been to Indianapolis, certainly everybody's heard of it. They've got a map, they've got a globe, they understand things. But the city itself is just uniquely, I don't know, I mean, I don't want to say, like, designed for right. these kind of events where you have the hotels that are all right there. You've got a convention center. You've got, you know, the arena is right there. It's all just within walking distance.
Yeah, I mean, we have a very compact downtown. We are known as a host city for premium events. Of course, sports tourism has always been a huge strategy for Indianapolis. But right within walking distance to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, where these Big Ten tournaments are taking place this week, we have over 7,000 hotel rooms all downtown within walking distance. And then when you add on our amazing museums and restaurants, you can really make a nice two-night stay to Indianapolis, go to some live sporting events, and then, of course, check out all the rest our city has to offer.
Yeah, it is one of those things. We were joking about it during the break that the Big Ten, although it is called the Big Ten, the top 15 teams in the Big Ten are going to be getting into the Big Ten tournament. And there's even more teams than that. I think there's 18 or so. Just your thoughts on that, Claire, is that, you know, you said you can accommodate all these games. The Big Ten, I mean, yeah. its capacity is endless.
Right. Well, yeah, this is the first ever 15-team Big Ten tournament with the expanded competition. So now the Big Ten is now the Big 18, I think, with 18 teams. And so as we host these events, you know, we are wrapping up Women's Big Ten today at Gainbridge Fieldhouse with the championship game. And you're seeing USC and UCLA play here in Indianapolis. So we'll see what the travel looks like for that. But I think why the Big Ten continues to pick Indy for some of these big events is we are so connected and accessible. 80% of the nation's population is within a day's drive, and we have a great international airport. And so as the teams expand, we're kind of seeing how that's going to maybe change some of the in-person fan attendance, but we're still really excited about the opportunity to bring new basketball fans to Indianapolis.
You mentioned 2 days, you could have a two-night stay and you get to see Big Ten tournament, but you could probably just stay for the rest of the month, right? And there's a lot of hotel rooms. You mentioned them. They're there because coming up after the Big Ten tournament, you've got Division I men's basketball regionals, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight. Indy is hosting them all.
Yeah, that's right. And this is all on the road to the Final Four. Indianapolis will have the men's Final Four in 2026. We'll have the women's in 2028. And back with the men's Final Four in 2029. And so, you know, whether it's college basketball or our Indiana Fever, which we are tipping off against the Chicago Sky on May 17th, you know, we're just a sports city and we pride ourselves on that, but we always want visitors to come in and go to more than just the ticketed event that's getting them to the city. Check out the world's largest children's museum, which is right in our backyard, or White River State Park, which is home to our AAA baseball team and a ton of museums and attractions. So the sports calendar is stacked for the summer. Might I mention that we're also hosting the WNBA All-Star Game on July 19th.
Yeah, I wonder who will be highlighted in that. Maybe one of your superstar players. Who knows? Who knows? Right. Well, when it comes to the amenities you mentioned, I think there's 7,500 hotel rooms there, and for every price point. So depending on what you're comfortable with, you can stay there from really what I would consider to be sort of, you know, elite accommodations all the way to something more approachable. Well, but as a person, you're there on a regular basis, on the all the time basis. Like, what do you recommend? Do you have a few that you're either highlighted or know that are running either some special promotions, not necessarily cost wise, but maybe they're just sure. more used to hosting the fans?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think our hotel kind of system within Indianapolis has done a really great job of welcoming events as we do become more of a year-round destination with having the sports calendar locked in all around. You know, each December we host Big Ten championship football game as well. And so, you know, our hotel offers some great packages. If you go to visitindy.com, you can do a family package as well. So you can get a hotel stay, and then you can add on some attractions passes through our website. And so I think just accommodating that one-stop shop of getting a hotel room, but then also if you're bringing kiddos with you, going to the zoo, going to the Children's Museum, the State Museum, there's a couple of bundled offerings with some of our hotels. I must say that the most luxe, sought-after reservation in Indianapolis now is the Intercontinental, which I know Chicago has one, and we now have an Intercontinental hotel located right off Monument Circle with an amazing rooftop bar and some on-premise dining options as well.
When you mentioned the dining, there are a lot of different things that are happening there. Some great chains that people know, love, and appreciate, but also some unique places that are indigenous to Indy. You know, like Prime 47 is one of my favorite places. But do you have a couple that you're recommending if people are coming down? That, hey, maybe stop here.
Yeah, well, St. Elmo's Shrimp Cocktail. I mean, you always got to stop in there. That is a way to clear your sinuses, but it's kind of the natural welcome to Indianapolis. And so that's always on my list. We just opened a brand new $30 million bicentennial plaza. It's just adjacent to Gainbridge Fieldhouse. So if you're coming to the city for some of these basketball games this month, Commission Row is a three-story restaurant. It was opened in partnership with Pacers Sports and Entertainment. Amazing seafood steakhouse. They have a speakeasy down below called Mel's. It has one of the best old fashions in the city. And that is kind of the best way to expand your time outside of the field house and get a great dining experience. Right outside of the restaurant, they actually have an open-air basketball court that will be programmed out for this month with all the basketball games we're welcoming.
Wow, so much basketball happening. I know all sports fans are going to be glued to that. And, you know, you can't say Indianapolis without thinking about the 500, the largest one-day sporting event in the world. And, of course, you and I will be talking a bunch of times before we get to that. For people going to make their plans and get down there and enjoy all of that, whether it's the hotel, the games, and everything else that's going on in Indy, where can they go?
Visitindy.com.
That's so quick, right? Visitindy.com. We'll have links at WGN Radio for all of that if you need it. It'd be like Mr. T said, I pity the fool that can't remember visitindy.com, but we'll do it. And Claire, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for what you're doing to promote the city, all these great events, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks so much. Have a great Sunday.
All right. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, if you're listening to the John Williams Show, and of course you do, why wouldn't you? You've been hearing him talk about Wanna Parlay. And as we get towards, the tournament and all of the games coming up, this is a prime time to get in there and try to see if you can see who can win. We're going to talk about this new groundbreaking app and all the ways to do it with one of the founders, Jim Bob Morris. You know him from El Bandito Yankee and, of course, Wanna Parlay. So keep it here. It's Dane and for Dean, 720 WGN. Yeah. 720 WGN. It is Dane here with you until 1 p.m. And on the line, we mentioned it. We just talked with Claire Clark from Visit Indy. They're going to have 49 games there. They're having the Big Ten tournament. They're going to have the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight. Going to have all sorts of games. And, of course, a lot of those games are going to be broadcast right here on WGN Radio, including the Final Four and the National Championship game. And the way to play along, because, you know, for most of us, we're not going to be on the court with those guys, is Wanna Parlay. And the guy behind so much of it, hand on the pulse of all of it, is one of the co-founders, the one and only Jim Bob Morris. Jim Bob, welcome to WGN.
Well, hello, Dane. I'm so excited to be talking to you, and I want to just jump right into it. Let's just get real, buddy. March Madness is coming up, and you and I talk about it. It's the wildest time in sports. Every year we see some upsets. We got some Cinderella stories. We got the buzzer beaters. But this year, man, it's just not, you know, having madness on the court, buddy. It's the world's richest parlay where we're taking huge payouts, insane bets, and the chance to turn a small little play into a massive win. That's what we're talking about with Wanna Parlay. Let's jump right into it.
Yeah, if you listen to WGN, and why wouldn't you, then you listen to the John Williams Show, and he has been sharing that with listeners, and WGN listeners have been winning, for the last month or so since we've been doing it. Some of them have won out in St. Charles, Illinois. Some of them, there's been, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 different winners. And so that's one of the things. Talk about that, Jim Bob, is it isn't like the lottery where it's the kind of thing that, you know, you're more likely to get stung by 1,000 bees and shocked by lightning. You know, people are winning.
Well, yeah, you just, in regards to Wanna Parlay, you just have to beat other people. You know, your sports prowess and your ability to, to pick who's going to be the upsets in the Cinderella story. You know, it's in my mind, Wanna Parlay is the premier daily fantasy sports app. It's the best, parlay betting app out there. It allows, the individual players to create their own custom parlays across all the sports. And we're talking March Madness right now. But I'm stoked for March Madness to begin because it is, like I said, it's the craziest and it's the most unpredictable sports event of the year. And you think you know who's winning? Well, just go prove it on Wanna Parlay. Your picks against mine, your picks against Dane. I can't win, Dane, because I own the deal, but you can.
Even before we get to the tournament, the conference tournaments, the conference championships are happening. And we were just interested to find out that only the top 15 teams, Jim Bob, in the Big Ten get to get into the Big Ten tournament. So only the top 15 of the Big Ten can get in. So not all of them, but you can even get in on those games, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're working on some exciting things for Wanna Parlay. And, you know, I've talked about it with you a ton, and March Madness is just a great time. But we're getting ready to launch the $10 million Futures Parlay. It's the biggest prize in daily fantasy sports history.
Wow.
And it's going to be the ultimate parlay where, you know, you have to predict the champions of all the major sports events that are going to be coming up beginning on April 1st. And, you know, it's good. You know, you've got to predict all of, you know, who's going to win, you know, World Series, who's going to win the Super Bowl, you know, on and on. And so it's a $10 million prize pool. It's one of the, it's the absolute biggest, richest parlay in sports history. And so I'm excited to talk about that as that starts to unfold coming in April. But until then, buddy, we've got Wanna Parlay. We've got WGN hooked up with us to help, you know, amplify this with the WGN code. You want to talk about that?
Well, you go to the Play Store, whether it's for Apple or for Android, and then you just, you know, download Wanna Parlay, and you put the code in WGN. So you put the code in WGN, and then you get the prize match. You get the deposit match. I think, Jim Bob, it's up to $250. So you can put, you know, $50 in, then Wanna will give you an additional $50. Or if you put $250 in, they'll give you $250 additionally to play with.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's just more ways to win on Wanna Parlay. We've got hundreds of challenges, you know, from the two-leg parlays to, you know, up to 20-leg parlays. I mean, it's a social element, too. I mean, you and I have a lot of fun. We challenge our friends. You know, you can create groups. And, you know, let's see who the real expert is. And you know, Dane, after dealing with me for several years now, you know, in regards to the Jim Bob Show, my picking prowess is pretty good. You brag about that as the official bragger around the country. Mind.
Well, so here's the thing, a little bit of advice and the price points and approachability of the games. And of course, John Williams shares all of that stuff is there's games that are free. You can get in there and you can play for free. There's $2 games, $10 games. You mentioned coming up an opportunity to win $10 million, but and it's approachable where you can go ahead, figure it out, make your picks and win. If you don't win, it's not the end of the world. You can try again. But to have you on the phone, Jim Bob, talk about maybe your advice, like ways to approach a parlay. Like what are some things that you would do or you would tell listeners, hey, this is a way to give yourself the best chance for success?
Well, I think you got to look at it realistically. I mean, you know, hey, this team, you know, that was ranked number one in the conference is playing this team that somehow got through, you know, the playoffs and got into it. And they were like the 16th team in their conference. I mean, you know, common sense. But then you also got to look at it closely in the fact that, you know, some of those mid tiers, you know, if you're, you know, rated 12, I mean, how many of those teams make it to the finals? I think a seed versus a 12 seed, you know, it makes common sense. But there's some play out there in conference play, and they come in at a lower seed, maybe at that seventh or eighth. You know, you got to think about, you know, those upset possibilities. Those are the guy, you know, the people, the men and women that can, you know, bring in some. Sometimes, Dane, I've seen people go, well, I like their uniforms and win.
Well, don't they have it where they've got like either a chimpanzee or even a sea monkey, right, or a shrimp or something that's somehow picking
right.
Wins?
What's the mascot look like? Or like, you know, so some people even go, well, their cheerleaders were really attractive. I thought they had a better shot at it. You know?
And now the reasons for that is the fact that it is kind of unpredictable. And one of the big things I think that's super appealing about the tournament is, you know, they call it the big dance, is the Cinderella stories. How much do you put into, Jim Bob, the, you know, just the momentum that is in there, and teams can get on a roll. We, like here in Chicago, Loyola a few years ago got on a roll, made it all the way to the Final Four, unexpected. How do you factor that in?
Yeah, that's a good one. Boy, I wish I knew that formula. We wouldn't be spending much time talking because I'd be super, super rich and I'd be living somewhere exotic. But, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of it just comes down to, you know, teams, you got to watch those games early. I mean, it is, you know, it is the time right now. March Madness is really, it's kind of a limited time offer, really, in the fact that, hey, this is the most fun. I like this more than I actually like, you know, leading up to the Super Bowl. I thought that college football and the new extended program was great, but I love March Madness because of all the games and the uncertainty. This is just a great time, but I really think on the Cinderella stories, we'll see early You know, there'll be some 12 seeds defeat some beat people, and then, you know, hey, is that real? Was that a fluke? I mean, you know, what's going to happen? I think you got to pay attention and start watching the games and see if you can get a tip-off. Like I said, I don't have the formula. Otherwise, you know, like I said, I'd be living someplace exotic.
So just study up if you want to have a little insight. But who knows how valuable that is? Study up or maybe just assess the, you know, the attractiveness of the cheerleaders. Whatever your formula is, go ahead and do that. And you go to the App Store and you download Wanna Parlay. You put in code WGN and then you get that that deposit match up to $250. Before we let you go, Jim Bob, think about this. If everyone's saying like, hey, you know what, maybe college basketball isn't my most, you know, my favorite sport. Baseball is starting up and we're going to have a big part of that with Wanna Parlay as well. Plus a lot of other sports too. You've got the Premier Soccer League. You've got UFC. There's a ton of things on the app.
Well, yeah, Wanna Parlay's growth, where we're headed. I mean, we're expanding fast. I mean, we've got new states, new games, and sports beyond, you know, the big four. We're looking to add, you know, golf, the combat sports, the niche sports. And you and I talk about pickleball all the time. I mean, you know. I mean,
Jim Bob, do they have cheerleaders in pickleball? Maybe would you use that same formula?
Well, if you and I start playing, we're going to have cheerleaders. We're going to be different. We're going to have, like, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders in pickleball. But you know, we're going to partner with influencers. And so, you know, you get cheerleaders on your pickleball team. I mean, now we're talking about some real media growth there, and it's a real opportunity. But like I said, if you love the rush of sports and you love the thrill of making the right call, the chance to win big is the best opportunity for, you know, in some instances, it's $2. Wanna Parlay is the place for you. Like Dane says, download the app, use the WGN promo code. I'll give you $250 to match yours, and away we go. We'll have some fun.
It is going to be great. Think about this before we let you go, Jim Bob. Of course, listeners know the Jim Bob Show that is here right on WGN. Is this the most exciting time for, you know, you're a sports fan, a former pro athlete, and is this the most exciting time of the year? I know you mentioned you kind of like it on the sports side more than maybe even the Super Bowl. Are you going to travel to Vegas for the kickoff of March Madness?
You know, I tell you what, this is my most favorite time, and I'm supposed to be, you know, scheduled to go to Las Vegas, and that may get interrupted here. I have to, you know, I've got some issues that I'm working through here. They're all good, but it is, you know, it's a high energy time. And when March Madness arrives here, I just don't think there's any better time to talk about, you know, you start talking about who's got the most, knowledge about this or that. Well, this gives you an opportunity to prove it. Can you beat everybody in the country with who you think, you know, is going to win on that particular day? And like I said, we've got so many different contests going on. It really is. It's the energy and the excitement. I think March Madness is really hard to match. I really do.
Yeah, and this
it involves so much of the country.
And on the app too, you do get. And this is very unique and unique to Wanna Parlay. You get an opportunity. You see the leaderboard. You see who you're competing against, and you have the opportunity with the chat feature to trash talk a little bit, or maybe even encourage them. So we're going to have links up at WGNRadio.com for that, Jim Bob. We're going to let you get back to your regularly scheduled Sunday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, buddy, my regular schedule Sunday right now is in Florida enjoying the sun on Sunday. So, Dane, I will be back in Illinois in about a week. I look forward to hooking up with you and let's visit. But, hey, Wanna Parlay, and also break out the Bandito, brother, when we're putting that parlays together.
Break it out. You got to stay hydrated. Jim Bob, thanks so much. And we are going to, well, it's time to wrap up the show. I want to thank everybody who listened to the program. Thank to everybody who participated. We wanted to mention, of course, we'll have links up at WGNRadio.com, is the big Harry Carey, the toast, worldwide toast to Harry. And that is coming up on Tuesday, the 18th, Harry Carey's Tavern on Navy Pier. And Lisa Dent is going to be broadcasting live for that as well. And so that's it. Thanks. I'm going to thank Dean Richards for having us in. Jack, you did a great job as well. And we'll send it. Stay tuned to WGN the rest of the day. It's been Dane here on 720 WGN.